It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley. Good to have you listening in here on this Saturday on BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here, around the globe, around the clock, this time, anytime, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And today we have on the telephone a young man from Scotland who is a member of Young Preachers International, a group that I started last year. And Caleb McLaughlin participated in the preaching competition and is a great young preacher. And I'm going to talk to him about his journey, which is a very unusual journey for a 22-year-old young man. Good to have you listening in. I would like to remind you that I'm going to be ministering tomorrow at Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth, Texas. And as we celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Power Tower prayer ministry that I helped start 20 years ago in 1995, the first week of May 1995, at Calvary Cathedral International, where Pastor Bob Nichols is the pastor of that church. He's been the pastor for 51 years, and my pastor, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. If you can be with us tomorrow at 10 a.m., and 6:30 p.m. Calvary Cathedral. And Father, we just pray right now that you would just come and bless this broadcast today here on BPN. Your will, plan, and purpose be done in the name of Jesus. And may everything that's done be done for your glory and your honor here on BPN. I pray for those listening today that you would bless them and strengthen them. And whatever they need today, I pray, God, that you would supply it. If they need salvation, that you would save them. If they need healing, that you would heal them. If they desire to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, that you would do that. If they hunger and thirst after you, that they would be blessed. If they need forgiveness, Lord, you would supply that. If they need grace and mercy, you would supply that also. In Jesus' name, we dedicate this broadcast to you here on this Saturday. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, we're going to have Caleb McLaughlin on the broadcast, talk with him about what's going on in his life all the way over in Scotland. And I love Scotland. Gene and I have ministered there for the past 20, 25 years. We've been ministering over there. It's been fantastic, and we love those people. And so we just give a shout-out to the pastors and friends that we have there. Caleb McLaughlin is going to be back, and we're going to be talking to him on the telephone. But first, we're featuring music today by a young group who call themselves Sanctus Real. I had the opportunity several years ago of ministering with this group on the state fairgrounds there in Illinois. Actually, I guess it was at a county fair. And I was invited to minister, and they sang, and a great group of young men. They're going to sing about a subject that I love very much. Their song is simply entitled Pray. And so we're going to, Sanctus Real is going to sing, and then we'll be back with our special guest today. And here we go with Sanctus Real and their song, Pray. Here we go.
I bow my head to pray. I don't know what to say. I'm not sure how to fix the things I'm dealing with. I'm in a desperate place. I need to share the weight, but I just don't know how to let it all pour out. And though I'm silent, my heart is crying, 'cause I was made to come to you. So I pray. Gonna pray. I failed to find the time, but you've been calling out. I let the days go by as if I could live without, but it's gotta be here and now. I won't be pulled away, 'cause it's just you and I. So let the world around us fade. Place, Father, I know you. you can bear the weight. Father, take me in your arms as I speak your name. I lift my hands and pray.
Well, it's great to have here on BPN Radio today on this Saturday one of my spiritual grandsons and a young man who's a part of the Young Preachers International. And you can get more information if you are a young preacher by going to youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. And I've known Caleb for a number of years. In fact, his family are great friends of ours. He lives in Scotland, is a part of the Bridge Church, which his grandfather and longtime friend of mine, Bernie McLaughlin, is the pastor there. And his whole family we love and appreciate. And Caleb, it's good to have you on the broadcast today.
It's good to be here.
And tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Bridge Church there in Ayrshire, Scotland.
Well, there's a lot of great things going on right now, Pastor Dale. Recently, we've started a new branch. It's called Sunday Night Church. We do that in Kilwinning, and it's quite youth orientated, but it's open to everybody, and we've been having a lot of positive feedback from that. What we were doing is we were running a youth group called Empower, and we were the whole idea was to empower young people so that they would be able to run a service on their own, a full church service. And by the grace of God, that went well, and we've started up the services, and the young people are doing great. There's a bit of overseeing that we're still doing at the moment, but we are going into that period where we'll have young people doing every part of the service, which is great.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I know that you are a young preacher. How old are you now, Caleb?
22, by the grace of God.
22.
Yeah.
And, of course, you have grown up around the ministry. And
yes, I have.
And you're a preacher of the gospel. And you know that I have tremendous passion for young preachers, and I've been prophesying for a long time that I see young people coming out of obscurity, out of nowhere, no names, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you are one of those young preachers, and I know that you've been preparing to preach for a long time. I know you spent several years in Africa, away from your family, preparing to preach. Give us a little bit about the journey there, where you went, and what your journey was, and what you learned there.
I'll try and keep it short. It is quite a long story, but I was 16 years old. I dropped out of school. I wasn't doing well in school. I left with no qualifications or anything, and My dream was to join the Royal Marines to the military, but I felt the tug of God to go to West Africa, to Ghana in particular, and a certain man of God looked at me and he believed in me. So he was the only other man of God to ever, you know, really invite me to learn from him. And so he was in Ghana. His name is Bishop Dag Heward Mills. A great spiritual father of mine. And he invited me over. I was 16 years old when I made the decision to go and live in a country where I didn't know anybody. I didn't know anything about Ghana. I knew nothing of the history. I knew nothing of even what currency they used. All I knew was that God had called me to go and serve him there. And so I got up, and like Abraham, I went from my parents' house, and I went out into what God had called me to do. I was there for 4 years in a Bible seminary. I lived in a very rural area. It was a slum called Koligono. It's the kind of place that even Ghanaians, when I tell Ghanaians that I lived in Koligono, they don't believe me, because even Ghanaians don't like to go there. You know, it's not a particularly... let's just say it's not a holiday resort.
what were your living conditions there?
We had a hostel there. It was a small room, small bed. The mattress was basically just a sponge. It was every day was a fight against you know, creatures of the night, insects. I had malaria 7 times.
Wow.
I've had typhoid twice. I used to get food poisoning every week. I went through quite a lot being there. I lost a lot of weight. I think somebody told me that they saw a picture of me with my shirt off, and they said that you could play the glockenspiel on my ribcage. I was so skinny. So, but I knew every time I went back home for holiday for Christmas, they'd say that, why, you know, are you gonna go back to Ghana? And I said yes, and everyone would ask me why. And no one understood, and I just had to say to them that I just know that this is what God wants me to do. I don't know why I have to do this. I don't know why God has asked me to do it. You know, I'm not anything special. But I just knew that this is what God has asked me to do. And so I did it for 4 years, and then I stayed an extra year there. And the extra year I spent traveling with the Healing Jesus Crusade around all the different West African countries. These are very dangerous countries. There were a lot of security threats to my life. There were a lot of threats from organizations like the Boko Haram to kidnap me. The witch doctors wanted to kidnap me. The villagers wanted to kidnap me, and obviously either hold me for ransom or kill me.
So it was
quite testing.
Wow. So you left your home in Scotland when you were 16, 6 years ago, and went to a strange country. I think you were the only white young man in the entire group?
I was the only one from outside Africa, yes, the only white guy, and I was also the youngest.
The youngest?
There were 600 students.
600 students, and you were the only... A white young man.
Only white man.
And you were thousands of miles away from your family.
Yeah.
And yet you were willing to submit. You're willing to submit to the call of God to go there, to live in those type of conditions for 4 years, and then stay another year to minister there.
Yeah. If there's one thing I know, Papa Dale, it's that God has a good plan for all of us. And I also know that if something good in this life doesn't come easy.
Right.
So the good plan of God, there are some things that you do have to go through. Jesus went to the cross. Paul had problems. Everyone had their issues that they had to fight through, and their persecutions. And that was one of the things that I had to do. I just knew that this was something that I have to go through.
And how often did you get to see your family?
Once a year.
Once a year.
That was nice, and it was good. The family was very well. You know, my family were very supportive. A lot of them did not quite understand why my mother struggled with it the most, because she wasn't at church at the time. The people in the church, you know, they all gathered around me. Everyone prayed for me, and people supported me financially through prayers also, and people would send packages over with chocolates and things like that, so that helped.
Well, You know, sometimes we think that doing the will of God is a very easy thing, but there has to be some type of commitment. You know, Gene and I will celebrate this June 49 years in the ministry, but, you know, when we started very small, we pulled a trailer with a two-year-old son, and there was a lot of inconveniences that we had, but we had a call of God like yourself. We had a call of God to do the will of God, and there has to be a commitment. And I just want to people to know that is that are listening to this broadcast that, you know, people sometimes say, well, I want to be in the ministry. I want to do the will of God. But all of that, you know, has to be attached with being willing to make personal sacrifices, which you have made. And I know that your grandfather, Bernie McLaughlin, he's been, he and your grandmother Nan, they've been in Scotland for many years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure exactly how many years, somewhere around 30 years, I guess.
27 years, yeah.
27 years.
Yeah.
And I remember years ago ministering for them when they only had a few people, only had a little building, a small building.
That's right.
And the last time we were there about a year and a half ago, they had this beautiful building, hundreds of people. But they started out very small and stayed small for quite some time. But they were willing to go there and make personal sacrifices and commitments to do the will of God. And so that's what we're talking about today is the commitment to do the will of God, whatever it takes, however long it takes, to do His will, plan, and purpose. And I'm so thankful that after being in Africa for 5 years, that you entered our preaching competition. And if people don't know what that is, you know, I just gave my spiritual grandson Leland and I just gave a call for young people between the ages of 15 and 22 to send in a 5-minute sermon, a 5-minute message, and which you did. And then we invited all the young people together in Wichita Falls last summer, which you came and you gave such a stirring prayer for America. And so you were willing to come and to be a part of what God is doing. And now you're back in Scotland preparing one day to come back to America as a missionary. And we definitely need your help and other people's help to come to America to be a missionary. But that would not have happened, Caleb, if you had not been willing to go as a young teenage boy and prepare yourself. And, you know, we're not saying here on BPN Radio, we're not saying that everybody has to go to Africa for 4 years, but there's some type of commitment that needs to happen.
Oh, totally.
You've gone through some preparation, and I know that you're back there in Scotland serving in the church and preparing one day to come to America to serve here.
Yes.
And so what would you say to young people that want to do the will of God? What would you say to them concerning preparation time and what they need to do to prepare to be in ministry?
Well, Papa Dale, that's a that's a full camp message, you know. It's a lot in there. But one thing I will definitely say is that to start off is, you know, we do live in an entitlement society.
Yeah.
And this generation, my generation, unfortunately has become so spoiled, and they just expect everything just to fall on their lap. But you see, it doesn't work like that. Things that are built up well, like a building that is built well, you take time on it. The wise man builds his house on the rock, and the foolish man builds his house on the sand. It's quick and easy to build your house on the sand, but it takes a long time to build your house on the rock. But the man with the house on the rock, it stood. Uh-huh. And so what I was doing for 5 years and what I'm still doing today is that I'm humbling myself. I'm trying hard. I'm working every day at making myself a better man so that when I start building my building, and as I get higher and higher, and as God elevates me so that I can glorify his name, my character can sustain the place that God has brought me to.
Yeah.
You see, when you get something just totally, I mean, you know yourself, Buffett, if something is just dropped on your lap, you don't appreciate it as much as if you worked hard for it.
That's true.
And that's why a lot of kids today, they'll get a nice new iPhone and they'll break it. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they didn't work hard for it. They don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
They believe they are entitled to it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as you said, not everyone needs to go to Africa. But I had a lot of issues. I wasn't, you know, I was definitely in darkness when God found me. And I had a lot of things that I had to work through. To this day, I mean, we all have a lot of things that we have to work through. But I had things that I really had to cast down from my life, and distractions that I had to lose, things that I would not find in Africa. And that prepared me for what God has for me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe for some people, it might be cleaning toilets in the church. For some people, it will be serving faithfully their youth pastor. For some people, it will be respecting their parents and honoring their decisions. Everyone's walk is different. But there will be something that you know that God is asking you to do. And you may not want to do it, but he's asking you to do that because he has a plan for you. And he knows that you cannot get to that place. And maybe even if you do get to that place, you won't be able to maintain that place. You won't be able to stay in that arena because you did not go through the important things, the kairos things. Sorry, not the kairos. I forgot the word for it. the proton things, things that are first.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not special. I am not. A lot of people come up to me, and I've preached in a lot of different countries. I had a camp in Ukraine once, and they all came up to me afterwards, and obviously through a translator, they were asking me, "How do you?" I was 21, and no, I was 20. They came to me and they were like, "How do you become you? How did you become such a great man of God?" I said, "I'm not a great man of God, number one. I'm still a boy, and I'm still humbling myself under the Holy Spirit's anointing. Because it's nothing to do with us. It's nothing to do with, you know, our own works. It's all to do with the Holy Spirit and through that humbling process." But yeah, as I said, there's a lot of things that I'd love to say to the young people, but that's why I'm so happy to be in and be a part of the Young Preachers International, because I know that through that I'll have the opportunity to speak to a lot of young people and to guide a lot of people who are a lot younger into this thing, you know, this thing needs done. These things are proton.
Mm-hmm. Well, Caleb, I'm delighted to have you on today. I believe in you and know that the hand of God is upon you and that you have gone through this time of preparation, which I believe is so very, very important. And you've been willing to make sacrifices and commitment to be able to preach the gospel and do the will of God. And I know that you've been a tremendous source of encouragement to young people. And before you go, I want you to say a prayer for the youth of America or the youth in other nations of the world. We've had 50 some odd nations that have tuned into this broadcast. And so particularly I want you to pray for the youth around the world, but I want you to particularly pray that God will raise up young preachers in America, young people who will come out of obscurity to preach the gospel. So say a prayer for us, if you will.
Okay. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that you are the author of creation. You are the author of our lives, and that you have something for every single one of us to do. And I'm asking you right now to show that to the young people that are listening, to show that to the young people that are in America, that are in Britain, that are in other parts of Europe, that are in Asia, Africa. Lord, I'm asking you to anoint them, to give them the power that they need to do your will. Lord, I'm asking you to anoint them with wisdom and with understanding so that they will know that these things are necessary. They will know that sacrifice is a necessary part of Christianity. so that they can build themselves up into working for you. Lord, I'm asking you to anoint us. Anoint your young people. Anoint your young people. Lord, you call young people in the Bible. It's not a coincidence that you call us lambs. Lambs are young people. Lord, I'm asking you to anoint your young people. Anoint your lambs. We live in such a horrible, twisted, disgusting generation. We need your power to change that. We need your power to show that you love these people. We need your power. We cannot do it on our own accord. Right. We cannot do it without you, Lord.
That's right.
We are asking you, Heavenly Father, to anoint us to do your will and to do your work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Caleb McLaughlin, thank you for being on the broadcast today and for encouraging others with your story. And it's very, very important that we share our testimony, share our story. And I know that the hand of God is upon you, and God is doing great things in your life in Scotland. And when you once you come to America, you're going to make a major impact upon this nation as well. So thank you for being on today. I sure love you. And thank you for being a part of YPI Young Preachers International.
Thank you, Pastor.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless. Goodbye.
Well, I trust that you enjoyed our interview today with Caleb McLaughlin from Scotland, and sharing about commitments and willingness to make sacrifices, if necessary, whatever it takes to just do the will of God. Thank you for listening on BPN Radio. If you'd like to make a contribution to BPN Radio, you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page. There's a donate button, and you can make a contribution. Use your credit card, PayPal, a debit card. You can write a check. This broadcast is supported by the loyal listeners of Breakout Prayer Network. And Gene and I are so delighted to be hosting this daily broadcast. We've been going now for several months around the clock. And the Holy Spirit told me to start an internet radio broadcast, prayer broadcast, praying 24 hours a day. It did not seem possible, but with the help of our producer, Michael Schonborn, and the engineer, Arena, all the way in Moldova, and other people that's helping us, we're being able to broadcast this to you. And, of course, we have several nations of the world that are praying with us. And so thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. And if your city is not represented, you say, well, how do I know if my city is represented or not? All you have to do is go to letspray America.com, letspray America.com, and then just click on the sign-up sheet, and you can include your name, your church, your address. And again, if you want to know if your city is represented on our map, you just go to letspreyamerica.com, click on the map, M-A-P, and it shows all of the different locations of people that are praying with us. And we have people in different nations of the world, including we have people that are praying with us in many different places all across America, with the exception of the following states. So I'm going to give a shout out. I'm going to give a shout out to these states that are not represented on our map. And we have no one that has signed up to pray with us in Connecticut, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Wyoming. So if you know of anyone in Connecticut, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, or Wyoming, have them to sign in to pray with us. Remember that people that sign up get a daily prayer from me, which I've been sending out now for many months, every day. And you just go to Let's Pray America and sign up, letspreyamerica.com, sign up. You'll get a daily prayer from me, and then your city and your state will be represented. So I need people from Connecticut, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Wyoming to sign in to pray with me so that your city and your state can be represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network. So we now have over 1,000 churches represented, and we are approaching 800 cities, and I believe we're going to have 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer groups. So if your prayer group would like to be represented, we're believing for 1,000 prayer centers with 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities. And remember that 1,000 points of light. And so if your church would like to be represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network, we publish those every Monday. And so we'll be sending that out to all the churches that have signed up to be represented on the BPN network. And all you have to do is just go to bpnradio.com and go down to the 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 prayer centers, and just fill out the application, submit that, and then we will begin to send you a weekly prayer request, and you will be represented as one of the 1,000 prayer groups. Remember that your group can be a public group that meets on a weekly basis, or you can be a private prayer group, and all you have to do is list it as private, and we will announce your name as the leader, and in your city, be a private prayer group. But we know the power of prayer, so we must pray. And so would you just join me in prayer right now? Father, we just agree. We agree with those listening to BPN today that we're going to have 1,000 prayer groups, 1,000 prayer centers across America, of the nations of the world who want to pray with us for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. In Jesus' name, we set ourselves in agreement in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I want to take a few moments to pray for some prayer requests. And remember that you can send in a prayer request by simply sending that request to bpnradio.com. Then there's a place for your prayer request to be sent. And or you can just email us at prayer request at breakoutprayernetwork.com. And so if that doesn't get the job done, then just go to bpnradio.com, and there's a place to send in your prayer request. We want to pray today for a request that was sent in by, one moment please, by Shane. And Shane wrote the following prayer request. I'm requesting prayer for my son Gabe. Gabe is the only wheelchair athlete on the USA non-disabled powerlifting team in America. And so there is that prayer request for Gabe, and he's going to be competing in the World Bench Press Competition in Sweden on May the 19th. So we pray, Father, for Gabe in Jesus' name, amen and amen, that you would bless him, protecting his family, and may we just get a good report there. Sheila wrote the following prayer request. Please pray for my 58-year-old brother, Joseph. Joseph was diagnosed schizophrenic at the age of 19 after doing a lot of drugs. He's having a lot of problems. So, Father, we just pray right now for Joseph in Jesus' name. Janet sent in a request. She said, please pray for my mom. And she has pneumonia. And so her dad is also having some problems with eye issues. So we pray for Janet's parents in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Audrey wrote in a prayer request. We just pray for Audrey in Jesus' name. We pray for every need that is represented here on the BPN prayer network, BPN radio. And we just pray that every need will be supplied. And that people, whatever is happening in their lives, Lord, they will just turn to you with all of their heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. We pray for those today that on this broadcast that are needing forgiveness. There's so many people that are so weighted down by shame and mistakes that they've made, and sometimes they know that you have forgiven them, Lord, but they don't know for sure that they can forgive themselves. And so many people have gone through so many challenges, so many difficulties. They brought on so much heartache and sorrow to other people, and they're just overcome with guilt or condemnation. We just pray for this people group today, in Jesus' name, that people would be able to receive your mercy and your grace, Lord, and know that you have forgiven them. And may they be willing today, Father God, may they be willing to forgive themselves and know today, Lord, that they truly, truly, truly are forgiven. Here's Sanctus Real. And they're singing today about forgiveness. Let's just purpose in our heart today that we're going to walk in love and forgiveness, even toward ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, the past is playing with my head. And failure knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know what I've been, but here in your arms, I know what I am. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. And I don't have to carry the weight of who I've been, 'cause I'm forgiven. My mistakes are running through my mind, and I relive my days in the middle of the night, and I struggle with my pain, wrestle with my pride. Sometimes I feel alone and I cry. And in this life, I know what I've been, but here in your arms, I know. In the arms of Christ.
Well, there you have Sanctus Real, and you can buy their music on iTunes. Sanctus Real, I'm forven. And I had the privilege of ministering with those young men a few years ago there in Illinois. I just want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that you are forgiven. You're forgiven. I just pray for you right now. May the Holy Spirit minister to you, those of you that just seemingly cannot forgive yourself, just the weight of what you've done, what you've been, what you've gone through, and the pain, because we know that sin causes pain, and sometimes we can hurt other people, and they have forgiven us. You've forgiven us, Lord, but we just sometimes have a very difficult time forgiving ourselves. So I just pray for the people here on BPN Radio on this Saturday. They're just going through difficult times, feel so heavy, so weighted down by sins or wrong choices or pain that they may have caused other people. And so many times we just feel like if I could just only go back, if I could only go back and redo or undo. But we just know that most of the time we cannot do that. So there just comes to a point we just have to say, Lord, I just believe I've done all that I know how to do to resolve any conflicts or misunderstandings. Someone that mistreated their parents, and their parents are gone now. As if I could only call them back and redo it. Maybe a father that left the family a long time ago, and when the kids were young, now the kids are grown, and you may say, if I could only redo that, if I could just go back and be the father that I was supposed to be. Maybe you committed adultery and your wife left you, or you left your wife and went off with another woman, and the years have passed, and you would say, if I could only redo that, if I could only redo that. Maybe you were in leadership in a church, and your sin brought you down. And even though you've been forgiven, and even though other people have forgiven you, you still bear the weight. If I had not made that choice, if I had not made that decision. And so the list goes on and on, you know. And sometimes it's just self-inflicted pain that may not even have actually been a sin. I remember when my father was a pastor of the church in a small town in Oklahoma, and he started the church, and he raised the money to build the church. And just on a sudden moment of discouragement, despondency, he just got up and said to the church, I'm resigning today, and I'm no longer going to be your pastor. And then in the next two or three weeks, after someone had already taken the leadership of the church, he realized he'd made a mistake, and he went back and said, you know, I made a mistake, and I want to resume the pastorate, but by that time it was too late. And so for a long time, my dad went through a lot of grief and a lot of self-condemnation, saying, I shouldn't have resigned the church. I shouldn't have made that decision. But he could not call it back. Today, the church is still going, but he only pastored the church for a short time. But for a long time, for several years, my dad would bring it up and just say, you know, I made a wrong choice. I made a wrong decision. And so he finally had to just come to the place where he forgave himself. He made a wrong choice, and he had to go on with life. And so I pray for you today here on BPN Radio, in Jesus' name, that you will release the past, what could have been, what might have been, what should have been, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I want you to join me in praying for young people today in our nation. And I know that most Saturdays we have some type of youth involved. But, you know, I had Caleb McLaughlin on, and he was talking about his commitment to be a preacher of the gospel and the preparation he'd gone through. And as I stated earlier, not everybody has to go to Africa to prepare for the ministry like he did, but there has to be some type of preparation. And I just know that God is calling young people out of obscurity to preach the gospel, because I heard the Holy Spirit say that he's going to send revival, another awakening to America, but he's not going to do it without the young people. And so we cannot leave them out. And so would you just help me pray right now in Jesus' name? Father, I pray today for the youth of this nation. Many of them have lost their way. They do not know what they believe. They do not know any scripture. And many of them have certainly lost interest in attending your house. They've lost interest in the house of God. They no longer attend church. And maybe the parents no longer attend church. And they have become distracted. And many of them are confused and don't know what to do about their life. And yet, I believe that you are ministering to youth across this nation, and you are calling them out of obscurity, out of nowhere land, out off of the backside of the desert, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I set myself in agreement with people that are listening to BPN today. I set myself in agreement with these intercessors, prayer warriors, prayers, that young people would rise up out of obscurity, out of their junior high, out of their high school, off of the college campus, and off of the streets, and would begin to declare the word of the Lord, would begin to preach the gospel. Lord, we need them. We need them. And we pray for them. We intercede for them. And I pray for every youth group in America, every youth leader. And I pray that the fire of the Holy Spirit would encompass every youth group in America. And they would receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit to come out of where they are at and begin to preach to their generation. To preach to their generation. It's one thing for me to preach, but it's to all generation, but it's another thing for young people to minister to their peers. And so, Father God, we just declare it and decree it shall be done. In Jesus' name, we set ourselves in agreement in the name of the Lord. And if you know of a young person that has a passion for God, maybe they've been called to preach or they have an interest in preaching, then have them to go to our website, youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. And I've been calling for young people between the ages of 14 and 24 to come out and to preach the gospel, to be a part of Young Preachers International. But someone has reminded me that I may be setting the bar too high, that I need to go lower. In fact, one preacher said to me, my pastor was 8 years old when he was called to preach. So it may be some kid preachers. I know we had Billy Burns, a youth leader, on not long ago, and he was talking about kids in his children's ministry, preaching the gospel. So we just say, Young Preachers International, 24 years and younger, that would be those who are about graduating from college all the way down. So go to youngpreachers.net and help us, if you will, mobilize an army of young preachers, young people, to preach the gospel. Well, great to have you listening on BPN Radio. And tomorrow, on Sunday, May the 3rd, will be a great day, because Gene and I will be returning to Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas, to help that church celebrate their 20th anniversary, the 20th anniversary of the Power Tower. And I helped start that prayer ministry on the first week of May. in 1995. And for 18 years, people prayed at the church around the clock. They have received somewhere between 800,000 and a million prayer requests. And I help train those prayer leaders. Every 2 hours, they change shifts. And they've been praying. For 18 years, they prayed around the clock. Now they're still praying at the church, I think somewhere around 16, 18 hours a day. And, of course, receiving prayer requests 24 hours a day. The Power Tower, you can find out more about that. The Power Tower, if you want to just go to the Power Tower, you go to calvarycathedral.org. calvarycathedral.org, and then you can click on to the Power Tower. So, we'll have a great day tomorrow in Fort Worth. I pray for every pastor right now that is preparing to minister the gospel tomorrow. In Jesus' name, I pray the Holy Spirit will anoint you, that He will set you on fire, set you aflame in Jesus' name. I pray for everyone that is preparing to go to church tomorrow. And if you don't have a home church, I just pray in Jesus' name that you will have a home church. You will have a pastor that knows your name and lifts you up in prayer. And those of you that have been wounded in the house of the Lord and you are now de-churched or unchurched, I pray for you right now in Jesus' name, that you will be healed and you will be restored. And we need the church. The church is not a perfect place. But Jesus said, on this rock I'll build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. So I believe in the church. I've pastored for many years and have been a part of a local church all of my life. So thank you very, very much for listening to BPN Radio. And we're going to be back tomorrow at the same time or anytime. And so you have a wonderful day, and God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.